Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, charges were filed against Marcella Chidester on Tuesday after she caused that deadly crash where she drove into a kid's birthday party in Monroe over the weekend. Chidester is facing eight charges, including two counts of second-degree murder. Now, the community is really rallying around the family who lost two of their children. Not only has a GoFundMe page raised over $200,000 for that family, but the restaurant where the mother works is giving a percentage of every sale to the family. And I believe it was yesterday where they had to close the restaurant because so many people were there buying food. They literally ran out of food. They didn't have enough food to give out because so many people want to support this family. The mother is still recovering in the hospital. She suffered six broken ribs, a collapsed lung, amongst other things. Their older son was also in critical condition following that crash. She has filed a lawsuit against Chidester and the bar she was at before the crash. The family is expected to hold a press conference about these charges in the lawsuit this morning. So,
yeah, I mean, the more you've given both sides what's been talked about, prosecution, the defense side.
If you
have a history of seizures, you should not be behind the wheel when alcohol is involved at all. And especially when we hear that it's an elevated BAC, like, I'm not buying the excuses.
If you're on medicine.
Yeah.
And it says the effects of this medicine will be exaggerated with alcohol use.
Or there's a lot of medication that says don't be behind the wheel when you're on this medication, whether you're taking drinking alcohol or not. You know what was so shocking? You know, we played the sound earlier of the aunt talking. It was tough to listen to. I mean, tearing up just hearing it.
Yeah.
When you watched this, I don't know if you guys watched any of the court in the courtroom. This woman was pretty much emotionless. I don't know how anybody can be so emotionless, whether you knew this family or not, because I don't know them. But when I heard that aunt talking about how she had to tell her sister her children didn't make it, I was instantly tearing up. Yeah. And this woman, it looked like, anyway, from the video,
and
that
it's
she
so
had
recent
zero
too.
Remorse.
It's not like it's 4 months down the road sitting in court. Not that it becomes any easier, but this is so raw.
And nothing. Not a tear, it's just a heartbreaking story. Dearborn has halted its plans to trap and kill coyotes after a Facebook post outed the trapping plans. So the Dearborn Police Department was apparently all set up for this 8-day hunt and trap and dispatch, which is they're going to kill the coyotes from the city's residential neighborhoods. They had lined up everything they needed. This out-of-town exterminator, they've obtained proof of insurance. They were going to put them up in a hotel, get the job done. But this Facebook post kind of outed the plans, and city officials quickly decided that there was no contract, that they were simply just doing some due diligence, and they were going to wait for some input from the residents, from the city council, before they actually move forward with this.
Yeah.
It sounds like people who saw the post felt like this was being done without any conversation, right? Like, it was done under the radar and the residents weren't notified.
The conversation was probably, hey, what are you going to do about the coyotes? I don't like the coyote in my backyard. I got a cat. I got a dog. I got, you know, and or my kids are walking around. And so they decided to do something about it. And then all of a sudden, oh, you're going to dispatch of them?
I know. Yes, I mean, I would kind of feel that way because I love
all animals.
Right?
Yes, some are tastier than others. But you know, when you're trying to do something that the community wants, then you put a plan in place. There's always going to be people that question,
and they can't be relocated because of the possibility of disease spreading. Yes. So there is things about that.
What about Salt Lake City?
Heyo! Well done.
Listen to this story. There's a 71-year-old fisherman who disappeared from his South Carolina home. This was on April 16th. This was after he headed out to go fishing with his little pet chihuahua, right?
Yeah.
Went out, and then all of a sudden, nobody heard from him again. Yeah. And then he was found days later tangled in barbed wire with his dog right there by his side. His dog never left his side. Police were alerted because people came across his tackle box, found his fishing gear, were like, he's got to be somewhere in the area. So police set out to search and they found him. It sounds like he tried to climb over a fence. His ankle got all tangled up and he was just stuck in this barbed wire. Thankfully, they got him. They freed him. He was transported by medical helicopter to a hospital. His dog wouldn't go in the helicopter, ran away. Guess where he was found?
At home.
At home. What a good little pup.
Trusty buddy.
Heather with the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.